Entering the Ring is the podcast you don't want to miss. Lucha House Show Podcast. Bring the
bell! All right, so we're back. So the question that I said to you guys, moments have changed the industry and changed the face of wrestling the way we saw it. I think one of the first ones we can all agree is WrestleMania 1. WrestleMania 1 was the one moment that you changed the industry. What the hell is happening here? And that ties in a little bit with the unification of the no longer being the different, what's it called?
The territories.
Territories? So it would be the territories, WrestleMania 1, and then a moment that not only changed the face of wrestling, but also changed the way a company was running, which was WWE, which was the Montreal Screwjob. It's definitely changed the fact we're taking a manager going from being the background person, the bookie, to be, you know, in the face of everyone else and being a heel and actually being active, which was Vince. People forget that Vince was an announcer. People was a commentator. People was just a bookie. Yeah. Vince was not part of all this shit until the Montreal Screwjob. And in the mind, the Vince is, he just took it on and just ran with it and just everyone else started doing it. It was a completely different thing. Thanks to that, we had Paul Heyman in ECW, I think. In that massive role and whatever happened with the WCW. And another big moment just happened, let's say, this week, which after talking about Vince McMahon, after he just changed the whole company, the whole industry, he's truly out of WWE, sold all his stocks. So for the first time in history since WWE, started since this guy just changed everything, he's gone, truly gone, which is weird to fucking think about. We thought it would never happen until he died, and he actually is truly 100% gone. They say he still has a few stocks there, but they will be sold soon. What are your thoughts, man? This is a big moment.
Man, talk about big moments. I think one of the other big moments was when WWE bought WCW. We never thought that was going to happen. I remember watching that live and that melted my brain at the time. That was massive. I think another massive one in recent times, and we saw it happen, Rod, live when it was happening, when Kenny Omega had all the belts, man. We were like, what the hell is going on? He was AAA champion. Yeah. He was New Japan champion, TNA champion, AEW champion. And that was when we were like, oh man, this is going to open all the doors. Like, this is it. This is the moment. This is the moment. Yeah. It hasn't fully happened yet, but it's kind of starting to, you know, kick along. But another one of my very favorites was NWO, right? When they took over WCW, man. What about you, Mars? What are your wrestling moments?
Yeah, look, I agree with all the ones that you guys have said. But for me, another big moment was the introduction of the cruiserweights into WCW. I thought that changed the face of wrestling. ECW did the same. Like, you know, people forget Rey Mysterio's first, you know, dabble in wrestling to wrestling in the US was in ECW. I think that was a big moment. I definitely agree with the NWO. That was huge. The Monday Night Wars. I also think when Eric Bischoff showed up on Raw, that was huge.
Yeah.
Like Booker T saying, tell me I did not just see that. Owen Hart was a massive moment in wrestling for all the wrong reasons. I think also Hogan and Andre, WrestleMania 3, that was huge. Yeah. 93,000 plus people in the Pontiac Silverdome. That changed the face of wrestling. They got a lot more people into it as well, and that's a legendary moment. Even though Hogan slammed Andre like twice before, no one knew about. But man, there's heaps of moments like that. And obviously, you guys are more schooled in the Mexican and the Japanese stuff, and I'm sure really important stuff happened there. And I take your point on the Kenny Omega one. I definitely agree with that. But he didn't hold them, you know, the biggest belt of them all. But that's just me being a fucking WWE mark. but
also, he had the 10 pounds of gold. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Which he didn't have the 10 pound to go, which was his that one title is really iconic as well. But yeah, in terms of what was happening,
I'd still love to see him in WWE, man. I really would.
It'll be awesome.
Not gonna happen, but you know,
you never know. Luke, he's out there.
Never say never. But in terms of what you said about Vince, well,
that's also my big question. So what are your thoughts on Vince gone from the WWE?
Man, it had to happen. Like, it had to happen. I think I said this a few episodes ago. Like, the internal battle that we as wrestling fans have is that this is the guy that pretty much created this thing that we love, this thing that we're passionate about, this thing that we take time out of our lives, and time is our most valuable asset. We take time out of our lives to talk about this a lot. We spend a lot of our time thinking about this.
Yes,
I spend a lot of my time talking about this to people that don't give a shit. And I'm like, I don't care if you don't give a shit. You're going to hear it. And
preach,
by the way,
preach, brother.
By the way, I've got a podcast and you will download it and you will subscribe. And then on the other side of that coin is, if you believe the allegations, which I do, and not just these allegations, the whole fucking bunch of other ones, the guy is the personification of a shitbag. And that's where the internal battle lies for us as wrestling fans. But he's gone. He should have been gone long before. Even if any of this stuff didn't happen, he should have been gone, because his ideas were outdated. His last minute changes are outdated. His micromanaging is outdated. This is definitely a new era. This is the Triple H era, if you want to call it that. I'm happy for you to call it that. Because this is a time where there's more job security, there's more taking care of wrestlers, there's more storylines, there's long-term storytelling, and there's not last-minute swerves.
Yeah.
Unless there has to be because of injury or something.
Yeah.
So that's, for me, it's a good thing that he's gone on many different levels.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened. And going to AEW now, which part of moments that have shaped the history of wrestling, AEW, one of the big ones, because it not only moved the fact that back when AEW started, it was a massive competition for WWE. Was when Vince was there, things were shit, and wrestlers didn't have an option to go to. Like, Ring of Honor was an option, and TNA was an option. They weren't really options, and then come along the AEW and became an option. Like, people left. John Moxley fucking left and came up and All Out. And everyone's like, what the fuck he's doing here? Like, people just, I still remember that moment when the music hits and he walks out of the fucking ring and he just comes in, does that and he smashes fucking Hangman Page in the chips on the side. And it was just absolutely nice to see him there. It was great. AEW brought back CM Punk. Man, that was massive. So AEW and also helped a lot of the independent wrestlers, because a lot of wrestlers left WWE and then they realized, hey, we can do something independent. So look at Macadona. Macadona never would have an option.
Absolutely.
To AEW was an option. You know, the AEW show to wrestlers, hey, WWE is not the only thing. You can do other stuff out. You can still live out of this in independent, you know, in independent secret. And how many wrestlers have done it? They've just left. And like, look at Dolph Ziggler, you know, Nemeth. Now, he's a fucking mega champion of AAA.
Yeah, congratulations, Nick Nemeth. Triple A.
What the fuck was that?
He defeated Alberto
Rios. Hey, that's nuts. He just did, he's a champion. That's absolutely insane. So imagine that, Nemeth, Mark Cardona, so many other wrestlers. We'll mention more, but those are the big ones that, you know, pop out. But Joe Marks and Daniel Bryan, you know, they're part of AEW, but they've been doing other stuff. So Chris Jericho with all this Jericho Cruz and all that shit. So I think AEW helped a lot with that part. And now we coming to a point where, is this the change? Is this a turning point for AEW? Which is what we've seen, which is the elite turning to, like, Tony Khan coming out of the back, doing a Vince McMahon pretty much. And that's why I call it Tony McMahon last time. So he's kind of taking an active role in the storyline by first getting punched, and then his dad getting involved because he got him into a ring to see he was all right. And then we see him in the NFL draft with the neck brace, so fully selling it. The whole thing, yeah. He took shit about WWE and stuff like that.
And saying something really stupid about WWE.
He says something stupid about WWE.
You know what? I think there's something brewing, man.
This is where I'm going with it. Just let me build to it, because this something's is where brewing. I'm going with this. It sounds really weird that he's taking on this, and then at the same time, Vince is like completely, truly out of WWE. Now, not saying Vince is getting to AEW, but how about he's getting some influence and getting Tony Khan influence or talking to Tony Khan? We don't know. At the moment, we don't know what's happening, but it's something really cooking with Tony Khan and AEW, because this is really weird. The way these things are going, because Tony Khan would not sell this so much and bring it into the NFL draft. We're talking about the NFL draft, that like, is the one moment that all the fucking Gruden fans are waiting for all year, see what the new film. And by the way, shout out to all the Aussies. Fuck, we got a lot in the NFL draft, but fuck me. I think it's the first time we get that many and in pretty good positions and in pretty good like number picks as well, man. Farrell, I got to shout out to all the Aussies, man. We'd be getting big. But something is cooking. This is my point, my question. One, what do you think is cooking? And second, is this the turning point of AEW either all in and that's it? Let's see if this works. If it doesn't work, we're fucked. What's the go with this? Marcy wants to go first. What?
Let me say this.
Change wrestling. This is wrestling
before
podcast.
You go in,
Marcy, right
before
now.
You go in, Marcy. All right, no. The fact that Nigel McGuinness sold Tony Khan's injury as well, I'm like, something's going on. That was weird. That was really strange to hear Nigel McGuinness go, oh man, he's really fucked up. Like he's really messed up. He's wearing the neck brace and all. And Nigel McGuinness is like a WWE guy, right? We know that. And so, yeah, something strange, man. Something strange is going on.
I don't say Vince, by the way, Marce, before you get all right. I'm not saying Vince is involved in this shit. I don't say, and just Tony Khan is taking the Vince McMahon approach to all this stuff. That's it. Off you go.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to clear it out.
I'll start with the positive.
Yeah.
I think it was very, very, very intelligent of Tony Khan to have wear the neck brace and to bring up AEW during the NFL draft. I put that in the same way as WWE doing the WrestleMania kickoff in Las Vegas when the weekend of the Super Bowl. Okay. Yep. He had a whole bunch of eyes that wouldn't be on wrestling otherwise. So good on Tony Khan for doing that. What I didn't like and what I thought he made a mistake was, again, mentioning his biggest competition, which aren't really a competition, but mentioning his biggest competitor. And what came across as really awkward and even made the two hosts feel really awkward, he compared WWE to Harvey Weinstein. Now, Harvey Weinstein is a sexual predator, convicted sexual predator. The allegations against Vince McMahon involve sexual predatory. I think that was out of line. I think he shouldn't have done that, and I don't think he shouldn't have even mentioned WWE, because, again, he took a massive moment giving his company massive, massive exposure to an audience that they wouldn't usually get, and he still mentioned WWE. That's that inferiority complex that he needs to kick. He needs to kick that, man. He's got the money. He's got more money than God. Use it for good. Like he's paying, I'm sure he's paying over. I don't even know if AEW is making a lot of money at this stage, but
no,
he probably
not
doesn't
really.
Care. No, he doesn't care because, he's got more money than God. But don't use these massive moments and mention your competitor. Shine the light solely on your product, man. Shine it on your product.
But this is my question.
Before you go to question, the fact that I think that something's going on, man, is it's just too weird. Everything's kind of going too convenient this week. I don't know if you guys saw recently, this week Kenny Omega did an interview, and he was talking about Randy Orton.
And not just that.
And he, Roman Reigns. He praised, yeah, he praised Randy Orton. He praised Roman Reigns. And he was like, I would love to get into the ring with those two guys. Those two cats are, you know, some of the best cats in the world. And I would love to get in the ring with them. And the interviewer was kind of shocked that he was even mentioning Randy and Roman Reigns. So the
he
fact
was
that
kind
of
Roman
these
Reigns
little,
in that. In a stream, he was streaming, and people, I don't care what everyone said, Roman Reigns is the best. Like, he just absolutely amazing what he did. He's an amazing wrestler. I don't care what everyone else says. So that also was pretty weird up from Kenny Omega. Also, Kenny Omega's coming back this week.
Yeah. So yes, things like this that are happening, I don't know, man, like something's going on. We've talked about with Rod over the years that They're in collusion. They're definitely in collusion because they lend each other situations. Jericho was
stuff,
on
yeah.
Stone Cold. There's been footage, blah, blah, blah. The Bucks were frigging on in WrestleMania in a picture, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
That doesn't mean they're in collusion. That doesn't mean they're in collusion. That just means that they might allow some interaction.
When the moment that you're watching it, when the moment you started watching wrestling again, before that, the amount of shit that we saw, there was just absolutely insane. There was like, all right, one week this happening here and the next week was happening here. Or, oh, this one did this and then this one did that. And then there was a lot of stuff that make you think, what the fuck? Like, and it was WWE doing AEW stuff. It wasn't the other way around. So that's what the inferiority part. And that's my question is like, why now? Why now? When Tony Khan never did this, let's be honest. Before the whole footage came out, Tony Khan would not talk about the WWE. They would get questions, things would come around, but he would never concentrate on WWE. It just happened since the footage, which has nothing to do with WWE at all. But since then, he's been on this rampage. So that's why it makes you question. What's happening? Why is he picking on WWE now? Why is he selling the whole neck brace? Why is he doing the whole thing he's doing? Why? What is the end game here? And why is WWE mentioned so much when there's no point of it? You know what I mean? When he never done it before, that's the thing. If you've done it before, fair enough, you've been an idiot. Like, you're just doing it because you've done it before. But when you never done it before and you're just so into it and just go around it and grinding and grinding on this, it just makes you question. What's happening?
Are you familiar with the term clickbait?
I get it. I understand. But why now? Like, it's just, he could have used it a long time ago. Like, it's just, that's what I'm saying. Why now? What the whole, that's what I'm saying. He's going all in on something.
Because Punk's back in WWE now. So he can use that backstage stuff.
Punk was before. That's what I'm saying. Punk, he could have used it as soon as CM Punk came back. He didn't do all this until CM Punk did this interview where they asked him about what happened. So I get if you would have said, oh, CM Punk is back. Next week, bang. Like, you know, they're talking about CM Punk and blah, blah, blah. Fair enough. All right, it's because of CM Punk. Mm. But it was not. Like, CM Punk was already into it until he got injured. And then this shit started happening. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. He's going all in. That's what he's done. Tony Khan has been all in on something. What is that something? That's what the question is. What's happening down here? Like, Drenzo has some theories. I got a theory that's come like since AEW started. Masa is going to say you're stupid. I'm not going to say you're wrong, but you're wrong. I know that. But I love that phrase from you, right? It's the best. That's why I said to a lot of people, I'm not going to be the one. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you're wrong. But he's going all in on something. That's the question. What is the all in that's going on? And why is WWE mentioned so much into this? That's a big one, because that's the big clues we get.
And that's weird, man.
It's weird.
It's really strange. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense like at all. But it kind of does in the background. I don't know if they're gonna do a look.
Nothing.
Hopefully one day it happens.
Nothing.
Hopefully one day this cross promotion stuff happens. Man, that would be the dream. The wrestling fans' dream to see everyone come together. New Japan, fucking AAA, CMLL, WWE, AEW, man, at least and once, for once.
And that's the thing, like AEW is kind of the US connection the WWE needs to mm-hmm. connect to Mexico and Japan, because AEW did what WWE could never do. They got mm-hmm. CMLL and AAA together working for a US company. That was never heard about it. No one thought we would be able to possible to do it. CMLL was like, we don't work with anyone else. And now they're working AEW with AAA wrestlers. Like, what the fuck? And we got New Japan working with a US company, which is like full on, like would never happen before. Before we'll see like wrestlers coming in and out, but now it's full on. And he earns Ring of Honor as well, which Ring of Honor is just something they got on the side. But it just, AEW has been that missing link from what WWE wants to get in these two massive, arenas, which is New Japan and Mexico. And AEW could be the key. Now, again, maybe we just drink too much. Maybe just, we're just really hoping that one day we're all happy and just the company's going to go between all of them together. We never know. It'll be fun, but at the same time, who knows? But it's really strange the way it's going with AEW and Tony Khan.
Can I get, I'm happy to put it, go on to the next topic if you guys are.
Yeah, for okay it. With that.
It's actually going back to the previous topic.
fair enough.
One of the biggest game changers in wrestling actually occurred very recently, and it was nowhere near a wrestling ring or a wrestling arena or anything to do with wrestling at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a recent, I believe, was a U.S. federal court made compete clauses illegal. And that is huge, huge for
That's
this industry.
That's massive.
Huge.
I forgot to talk about that.
Most of the time, when wrestlers get fired from an organization or a promotion, they have a 90-day non-compete clause, which means they can't show up anywhere else for 3 months, essentially. That's now been branded illegal. So interesting times. I don't know what you guys think about that. I think that's a game changer.
That's a massive game changer, man, because, WWE famously had a 90-day non-compete clause, and it was started with, the Monday Night Wars when, the champion of WWE at the time, the women's champion.
Yeah, Medusa.
Threw the women's champion in the bin. That's why Vince started the 90-day non-compete clause, so that wouldn't happen again. He wouldn't get embarrassed. But yeah, the 90-day non-compete clause, I thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever, man. It's like, it's not fair for the wrestlers. They kind of have to sit it out. They're not necessarily making any money. Yeah, they don't get paid. They're not making any money or anything like that. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So this is going to hopefully open the floodgates for those guys that get released, man. Give them some work. Jinder Mahal, man. Get this guy into some companies in TNA or, New Japan or wherever. This guy's still got a lot of potential. He can still go. Let's get him out there, man.
Yeah, man, I love it. Because imagine someone is dealing the contract. I don't like my contracts coming out of a den, Just wait to my last match, for example, in WWE. It will be on Monday and then a show on Dynamite on Wednesday. Why not? Fuck everyone. That'll be awesome. Like, it'll be just absolutely insane. You got the champion. His contract's had a lot of time. That's a Bret Hart. That'll be fucking good, Like, all that shit, now it's possible, And that just makes it way more exciting. And also, it makes it that the company needs to get a better deal to the wrestlers. Oh, we saw Drew McIntyre. Yeah. Apparently, The Rock was a big on getting the deal across for Drew.
He gave him a massive sword as a present. Did you see that?
Exactly. But he was really involved into the deal to make sure Drew stays in. So probably they saw this coming. They knew it was going to happen. So now they need to work on the wrestler's contract, because as soon as that.
Big money too for Drew, which makes sense and deservedly so.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Deservedly
the guy's working hard, man. He's getting the massive feud with CM Punk. We know he's going to go for that title soon. He wants to get it. He will get it at Clash of the Castle in England. More than likely, he's going to get that.
I don't know. I'm in two minds about that. that would mean a very short run for Damien, and I don't think that's
it's going to be a short run for Damien. Damien's never going to meant to be the big champion. I don't think so. I think it's similar to what's happened with Becky. I think that the whole thing is going to see. I would say that this is going to be Drew getting the title, going to WrestleMania, going with CM Punk, and then CM Punk going to see against Seth Rollins, getting that feud build up again once CM Punk, Seth Rollins comes back from injury. I think that's where they're going with this, because that's perfect. But anyways, we'll see that in the future. But yeah, it just makes it awesome for the wrestlers, because now they can actually strike a better deal. It's like, hey, I'm getting off of this to go next week. What can you give me? Now the contract's going to have to be longer. It's not this 1-year contract. You want to
lock this will help AEW, because as I said, Tony Khan's got more money than God. So
yeah,
and he can struck like multi-year contracts with wrestlers, not that 1 year, because I know AEW had a lot of 1-year contracts, and now if they want to lock in those wrestlers, they can't just give that 1-year contract. They just got to have to be more than 1 year, or they have to be big money for 1 year. So, no, I mean, absolutely insane, amazing. So a lot of things happened this week in wrestling that's not wrestling related. So that's just absolutely insane. Awesome, and I love it. And let's go and talk about a little bit about AEW, now the Tony Khan, you know, neck brace, NFL, and the whole lot. Not a lot happened, but a lot happened in AEW, where Renzo, take us to it.
Look, man, I think one of the things that impressed me is that Swerve was on all three programs defending the championship. So good on Swerve. He had a banger of a match with Claudio Castagnoli on Collision, which was interesting because the match lasted longer than... And this is the internet geeks putting this together. The match lasted longer than all of SmackDown wrestling put together, which was kind of weird and funny. I don't think they did it on purpose to calculate that. It was just happened. It was just a banger of a match. So Swerve Strickland out there kicking ass. One of the great matches that I saw this weekend was the comeback of Rey Fénix versus...
Finally
against a guy called what's his name? Black Taurus, the Beast Morotos, who's in Ring of Honor, who's former AAA champion. He's pretty much been everywhere, Impact as well. If you guys have the opportunity, watch that match, because Rey Fénix literally walked on the guy's head. I know that sounds crazy, but he literally jumped up off the ropes and walked on his head. It was unbelievable. This guy, Rey Fénix, definitely is the true successor to Rey Mysterio, man. There's just no one that can touch this guy. The shit that he does is unbelievable. But it was also good to see former NXT tag team champions, the Grizzled Young Veterans, made their AEW debut against the Acclaimed. So these two young guys, James Drake and Zach Gibson, were in NXT for a while, and then they moved into TNA or Impact, and now have debuted on Collision. So they're getting more tag teams. AEW's signing more wrestlers. We've got a young lady, I forget her name now, it's up on the tip of my tongue. She got signed today from AEW, former NWA women's champion.
Oh my God, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Nikki.
Camille.
Oh man, Camille. She is a monster. She was the NWA women champion. She was close with Nick Aldis from when Nick Aldis was the champion. And Nick Aldis was champion for a long time at NWA. 10 pounds of gold he was carrying around. He had the feud with Cody Rhodes, which I'm amazing they haven't brought it up on WWE. Maybe they will at one point, because they had a few short run feud, but it was because of the 10 pounds of gold in this run the Cody Rhodes had. But Camille, great signing. She's going to do awesome for the women champion. That's a woman that can actually help a lot, the women's division. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. So some great stuff with AEW, and of course the return of Jack Perry. We know what he did to Nick Khan. Tony Khan, not Nick Khan. Tony Khan. But it's going to be good, man. AEW has got some good storylines. They're cooking some good stuff. Yeah. Looking forward to what's coming up next. So Jericho is fighting this week against what's his name? This Japanese New Japan guy. Anyway.
Guy that hates CM Punk. He's the other guy that hates CM Punk. I forgot his name right now, but I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
So there's some good stuff happening on AEW at the moment.
Yeah. Now AEW is doing great, man. They're doing pretty good stuff. They're sticking to the storylines, which is important, finally. Now, quick question on that. Now that Hook is no longer the FTW champion, is Hook going to WWE?
That's the rumor, man, along with Ricky Starks. So Ricky Starks hasn't been on TV for a while, and we saw Ricky Starks was in WrestleMania. So they say that, yeah, Ricky Starks is pretty much ready to go. So is Hook. And I think Taz is pushing Hook to go. But I think it's a good thing, man. I think what we've talked about a lot in the past is that AEW doesn't have an NXT, like a feeder farm. It sort of has it with Ring of Honor, but not really. But yeah, it will be great for Hook to get some NXT time, and bring him up. I don't necessarily think he'll do well in Raw or SmackDown. I think that kid needs to stay on NXT for a good while.
Both of them got to go NXT.
Yeah. So they need, they both need to stay in NXT for a while and then, you know, bring them up once they're ready. Because Hook is still green, right? He's still
100%.
He's kind of like a Jade Cargill kind of. They need to work him out. But yeah, interesting, man, that these two guys have been mentioned as the next WWE signings.
And they're great signings.
Yeah, man. I really hope they both go. Get them into the WWE machine. Let them go through all the stuff that they go through there. Performance Center, definitely stick with NXT for the time being. And man, they both got really good potential. And like, you know, you can't deny Hook's bloodline, man. Like, you know, Taz's son, Taz's a freak, mate. You know what I mean? Like, definitely they both, and Ricky Starks as well is awesome. They definitely both need to go to WWE.
Yeah, definitely. And now the broke some spots. A lot of the NXT got drafted to the main roster, so they opened some spots there for them to get there. So now it'll be awesome. That'll be pretty good if they were there. If they are, great. They need to go development and get this started. So AEW are doing great things. They're doing really smart things. What's happening with Tony Khan? Well, he's riding with it. He's all leaning to it, so it's going to continue. He needs to continue riding, and now he can't stop it. If he stopped it, it would be pretty stupid. I'd rather him going all out and die than just go halfway and drown. Better go all the way. But like always, we can't just go and finish this without Renzo and his crazy, you know, multiverse findings. What do you got for us this week?
Oh, man, I've got a banger. This week, I have of a wrestler we talked about tonight, a great wrestler that we would love to see in WWE, and it's the great Kenny Omega. And this match, would you believe, is a 2012 match for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, they got them great matches. And this is Kenny Omega versus El Generico. And for those of you that don't know who El Generico is, Sami Zayn. So just type in.
I love that name.
Kenny Omega versus El Generico. Amazing, amazing match. It only goes for 6 minutes because it shows the best of this match, but it really does show the best. And this is when they were, you know, young bucks or, you know, young stallions doing some crazy stuff into the crowd. So yeah, have a look at this match. Great stuff.
El Generico, and he used to wear a mask too. That's the funniest part. Sami Zayn, man, who would have thought a Canadian using a mask to wrestle?
Mm-hmm.
It's Great. Great match, man. And with that, we get it to the end of this week's program. We did good, man. This a lot into the draft, a lot into what's up in AEW, and moments that shaped the industry, and we truly into a massive shift on what is the wrestling industry with all this happening well in courts, with the no longer being 90 days closed, so on all the stuff. Being completely gone, TKO completely changing stuff around, and now we're gonna have WWE events and UFC grounds, which is gonna be crazy as well. It's a lot of happening, a lot of gonna happen the next few weeks. I think it's gonna be a bit quiet in terms of WWE. I think they're just building up stuff, so it's not gonna be massive crazy stuff, not until after Backlash. But AEW definitely taking the reins of some crazy stuff. Anything to say before we go?
Yeah, man. There's been no announcement in relation to WrestleMania 41 about its location. It was basically, everyone thought it was a given that it was going to be in Minnesota, and they usually announce it on the second night of Mania. They didn't. My mail is that the longer it takes to announce, the less of a chance that it's Minnesota, and the more of a chance that it's Las Vegas, which my favorite city in the world. And I've got a bit of a prediction. I think that when the NXT event is at the UFC Performance Center, I think that they will announce WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas on that day. And I'm already saving up. WrestleMania in Las Vegas, come on. Sin City and pro wrestling, the match made in heaven. Forget Macho Man and Elizabeth. This is the match made in heaven.
some good stuff happening in all wrestling federations. So, this week is going to be a big one. So, looking forward to next week's conversation, gents.
That's a great talk today. We covered a lot. We're going to say far out. So like always, follow us, put us a like, give us a listen, a shout out. And like always, the last word, and to ask the welcome words, not the goodbye words, it will be by the Voice of Violence, Mas.
Again, another massive week in wrestling. Bit of a lull compared to the highs that we reached before Mania, but still massive. We went through a lot. We talked about a lot. There's probably a lot that we missed. If you want us to talk about anything in particular, drop us a DM on Instagram or stick a comment in our YouTube page. Just keep following, man. And like I say every week, we do this for love, not money. We're pro wrestling fans, as you guys are. And shout out to the Teamsters in the US, and stay safe on those roads. And, we'll talk again next week.
See you guys.